Welcome to another eBizQ podcast.
eBizQ listeners, this is Jessica Ann Mulla, managing editor of eBizQ. And today I'm talking to Mark Thompson, president of AwesomeView, which is with Creative Vistas. Thanks for joining me today, Mark.
Thank you.
Can you tell me about Creative Vistas and your business intelligence software?
Certainly. I'll start with Creative Vistas. Creative Vistas is a parent company of about five different subsidiaries, all focused around technology, technology services, or kind of IP broadband related services. Largest is a company called Dependable Home Tech that field services deployment for major cable companies in North America. Second is AC Technical, that is a security and surveillance integration company for high-end corporate and government entities. The third is a company called iView Digital Video Solutions that does video transmission and analytics. The fourth is called Dependable IT or Dependable Home Tech Call Center that does technical support. And then the fifth being AwesomeView, which is a software and business intelligence organization.
Very good. Now, how is your BI software different than what else is on the market?
Software is unique in a bunch of different ways. It can apply to any organization, but has a niche developed in kind of the field services group to begin with. Anyone that has a remote team, the software connects remote employees or technicians through PDAs, laptops, integrates that information with traditional back office information, and then multiples of third-party subscribers, whether they be folks like call centers, GPS providers, fuel card, any of the kind of add-on information that's involved in that world. The software consolidates all that information and then provides it in meaningful ways, whether it's at executive level balanced scorecards right down to technician detail on efficiency, productivity metrics, quality metrics, and kind of rolls the information up, slices and dices it in any way the customer wants to look at the information, and then very importantly provides it, and based on a lot of exception-based reporting, to allow managers or the decision makers to focus in on key areas and the exceptions rather than the averages and looking at extreme numbers and data.
That sounds great. Now, how much money can a company expect to save with this software?
Traditionally, certainly in the field services piece, we're going in and suggesting at the start a minimum of 3-5% in EBIT improvement, and that casts across a long, varied ways of achieving that 3-5%.
That's excellent. Now, do you have any case studies that you can share with us?
Certainly. One of the most recent deployments we did with is a satellite deployment company in Minneapolis called Rudder Capital or Rudder Home Services. They put our software in kind of early this year and have had some pretty tremendous savings in multiple ways throughout their organization. They've actually surpassed the 3-5% mark through automation and streamlining the back end, but also cost reductions on the front end in savings in materials, fuel cards, some of the minor items that add up in an organization, as well as driving greater efficiency and productivity. And then one of the key areas in that deployment type of situation is there's always quality-related chargebacks. So if the job isn't done correctly and if material isn't handled correctly, they can take charges back from their customer. And they were able, through the use of the software and the analytics, to dramatically drive savings to their organization through the use of those metrics.
Very good. And is there anything else that you'd like to share with us about Creative Vistas?
I could talk for hours, but I can focus on the software and the analytics. And
sure.
It's an exciting time to be in the industry as the economy is still challenged in front of us. Folks, companies are looking at ways to drive out better efficiency and better productivity and the cost savings. And the software comes in and almost self-funds itself through providing the information to make the correct decisions to drive those cost savings throughout the organization. You know, the information is at a glance. It's very easy. It's very utilizable at every level within the organization, and it gets everybody singing off the same song sheet. The other thing that we're finding is as we deploy the software that the purchasers are almost viewing it as a tool to enable growth going forward. So as the economy improves, the software being in has already brought the bottom line in track, but then it positions them for growth and expansion because now I can have fewer managerial resources to spend on the back end and allow them to chase customer needs and provide customer service and then grow the upside on the top line also.
Thanks so much for taking the time to chat today, Mark.
No problem. Thank you.
This has been an eBizQ podcast.